This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. It's the fifth day of raging hostilities between Israel and Palestinian militants, and Israel has intensified its assault on Gaza as militants continue to fire rockets into Israel. Israel's military said Friday they had not entered Gaza, but that air and ground forces were involved in attacks there. At least 119 people have been killed in Gaza and 8 have died in Israel since fighting began on Monday. Meanwhile, Israeli President Benjamin Netanyahu has warned of civil war as mobs of Israelis and Arabs fight on the streets of his country. A major U.S. fuel pipeline has reportedly paid cyber criminal gang DarkSide nearly $5 million in ransom following a cyber attack. That's what multiple U.S. news agencies are reporting. Colonial Pipeline suffered a cyber attack with ransomware over the weekend and took its service down. This caused gas shortages in cities across the U.S. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has rebuffed a call from China to withdraw vessels from disputed areas of the South China Sea and said he would not bow to pressure, even if it jeopardizes his friendship with Beijing. The top U.S. health agency says it's lifting mask-wearing guidance for people who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19, a watershed moment that U.S. President Joe Biden called a great day in the long pandemic flight. The announcement by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention marked an abrupt turnaround after more than a year of urging people to cover their faces to stem the spread. Almost 60% of U.S. adults now have one or more vaccine doses, while cases are falling fast, down to a seven-day average of 38,000. For more on these and other stories, please visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong Security Bureau said on Friday it had frozen assets belonging to jailed media tycoon Jimmy Lai in the first use of seizure powers granted to authorities under the national security law. The assets included all the shares of Next Digital Limited held by Lai and the property in the local bank accounts of three companies owned by him, according to a government statement issued on behalf of the Security Bureau. Lai was sentenced to 14 months in prison for taking part in unauthorized assemblies during mass pro-democracy protests in 2019. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said on Friday that a state of emergency was being extended to a broader area due to a rapid rise of coronavirus cases in those regions. But he added that holding a safe and secure Olympic Games was possible if tight preventative measures were implemented that would keep ordinary Japanese from coming into contact with those arriving in connection with the Games. The Olympics, postponed for a year due to the pandemic, are set to start on July 23rd. Prime Minister Boris Johnson expects an easing of Britain's COVID-19 lockdown to go ahead on Monday, his spokesman said, after concerns were raised over the spread of a coronavirus variant first detected in India. And Singapore announced on Friday the strictest curbs on social gatherings and public activities since easing a COVID-19 lockdown last year, amid a rise in locally acquired infections and with new coronavirus clusters forming in recent weeks. The top prosecutor in Cyprus has asked police to investigate possible criminal offenses in the running of a cash for passports scheme after an official probe suggested thousands of passports may have been wrongly issued to rich foreigners. The East Mediterranean island awarded citizenship to 6,779 people between 2007 and 2020, the vast majority of them Russians under the now discredited scheme. An independent board of inquiry led by a former chief justice noted in an interim report last month that 51% of passports went to people who should not have qualified. The entire interim report was handed over to police, the island's legal service said in a statement on Friday. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Friday that neighboring Ukraine was becoming anti-Russia and that Moscow would be ready to react to what he said were threats to its own security. Via remote, Laurel Bowman for VOA News.